hi, everybody. Today is Saturday, and if you need to know what the date is or you're on an archive, today is July 19, 2014. And tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So let's do some clearing for those who have maybe had problem situations, things attached to them or whatever. In fact, what we'll do is an energetic cord release from people who attach to your throat chakra. So we don't normally do this. We do this on our calls that we have for energetic cordings and also maybe with entities. So that's our Tuesday call is for cordings. And then our call that's on Fridays are entities. So either one can connect to you. So if this helps you, you may want to get on one of those two calls there. I'd say probably do the cording call on Tuesday. So here we go. I'm going to take away stuff attached to your throat. So one, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that should make you feel a little better. You might just swallow. I might need to get a glass of water. And just kind of see how your throat's feeling. Now let's do one for the back of your heart center. People normally cord there a lot. So here we go. Back of your heart center. So, releasing this energy. This is your fourth chakra, so releasing the energy behind you. So, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, that's heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Boy. Okay. So let's have you bring up the light beam picture. We'll activate that for you so you can have peace energy come around you and also into your room so you feel peace. So here we go. Peace energy through the light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you're curious how to know if you're in the present moment or not, you can use the finger exercise. And we have that kind of indicated on our June show, which is the 28th of 2014. But you want to just move your finger around and just have it, have your body move your index finger as it's pointing up, either left or right hand. Have it maybe like a foot away from you. Just don't get too mental with it. Just have your body just move it and have it stop to where you are. Now, where it stops, if you look, and you can even do it with your eyes closed if you want. That might be maybe easier for some people. That way you're not going to try to get too mental with this here. So close your eyes and move your finger and just point it upwards. See a foot from your body. And it should be somewhere in front of you. And where it needs to be is exactly straight on. So when you open your eyes, you go, wow, yeah, that's right in front of me. Now, if it's over to the right or the left, that means that you are not in the present moment. So if it's to the right side, that's your future. And the left side is your past. So what does that mean, being in the past? Well, you're on timelines that are created, and this is true for the future. Either it's already created, and you're living in those timelines. So typically the past will have your dramas and traumas all the time in them, so you're going to be living those. So if you're complaining a lot or having situations going on, that's because you're probably in your past. Now, the future is kind of your hopes and your dreams. And that can still manifest in your future, but your future is not where you live right now. So you can't necessarily think like your future is going to be like your bank account where you get interest, right? So you can say, yeah, I'm in the future a month from now, and I'm doing all this stuff, and when I finally move myself a month from now from where I am into that future, I'll have all this stuff manifested. No, it doesn't work that way. It just means that you're in the future. And so a lot of your connections and contacts in the present moment here will not be able to connect with you because you're not living here. So you're living on a timeline somewhere else in the beyond, though. And that's what that means. You want to be in the present moment. So if your finger is not straight ahead of you, then just slowly move it, and you can actually be really sensitive. There are people that can actually feel just like the moving pages in a book. And as you move your finger slowly in front of you, you can actually see the spaces in between the timelines as they move, and you get recreated over again on a timeline each time your finger moves. And that's kind of freaky if you can see that. But you want to be in the present moment, and that's in the now, and that's with your spirit. Otherwise, you're in the alien-created lives out there, and you're in, the dark side universes and on timelines that are created by darkness. So I guess we'll turn it over to our co-host here. So, Kathy, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here.
I'll do that. Be good. That's like you're in the beyond, though. So I know you're here. So.
I'm here,
hello,
and
Kathy.
I just did the finger exercise as you were describing it to make sure that I'm in the present moment. And yes, today is Saturday, July 19th, 2014. And you're listening to Creation Lightship Healing on BBS Radio, Station 2 on Saturdays at 7 p.m. Pacific every Saturday. And Ron Amatron, our host, takes us to the Creation Lightship for a visit on Saturdays, and we'll be doing that sometime farther into the program here. And Ron will explain more about that later. And on this program, we address questions that are sent to Ron's email for questions for the program, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And also, Ron has a website which has a lot of information on it. And if you like this radio program, there's a lot of archives on it, too, that Ron has provided for us. And the website is creationlightship.com, very easy to access and find, and a very beautiful website with all kinds of resources and information about what we're doing on this program, who and what Ron is, and also clearings that we refer to continuously can be found there as well. So that is pretty much what we're about, is this as a healing program, and tonight we'll be going to the Creation Lightship for some healing, and lots of people like to experience that and also can even see some aspects of the beautiful Creation Lightship, while yet other people can feel it. And all of us do feel the peace energy. So it is a great experience for us, especially if we've had a hectic week and we got a little disconnected from our spirit. This is a good time to get back into our spirit, which is what the finger exercise, bringing us to the now moment, helps us do. Helps us reconnect with our spirit, and then we can also feel more at peace and be in the present moment where peace is. And so, Ron, someone wrote in about their experience with doing the finger exercise we've been talking about for the last few shows, and also many shows in the past. But this person caught it and has been using the exercise before they go to bed so that they won't have nightmares. And so that's been helping. But he writes that he did the exercise, brought himself to the present moment, and had a dream where he saw an alien-looking bug crawling on the floor. And in the dream, he took a boot and dropped it on its head, and it shattered into pieces. He wants to ask you if he doing that exercise gave him maybe just a little bit of power or something, because he thinks he terminated that bug and wanted to know if that was the case. He'd appreciate your opinion. If you're speaking, Ron, I can't hear you.
Okay, yeah, thank you. The bug is no longer. So, you're now debunked from that bug. Gone.
Okay. Right. Okay, so he's wondering if that doing the exercise might have helped him. Do you suppose it gave him, like, the courage or some more extra power or something?
Well, I would say that would probably be pretty close, yeah. If not, it gives you peace of mind, you know. So I would say yes.
Yeah, because it was an alien bug, not just a regular bug. Okay.
Yeah.
That's probably what he wanted to know. It was a little bit more of a different-looking bug. Okay, thank you for that answer. And then another person reports in that she used a finger exercise while she was about to purchase a new car. And knowing that people who buy new cars can get very excited and possibly get into an accident as they pull off the lot, also not quite make the right decisions if they're excited, can be taken into many timelines or just, you know, get off the moment. So did the finger exercise and proceeded to go through the motions of purchasing the car. Felt very calm through the whole thing, very level-headed, answered all the questions without any hesitation or without any confusion, and ended up driving the car off the lot as if it was the old car. Same sort of feeling, like new car, but not that excited, not that kind of a crazy euphoria that some people get when they get a new car. And, yes, she says this was a brand-new car, her first one in, like, 10, 12 years. So that was quite an amazing feat, because in the past, when she got new cars, she definitely went into a state of euphoria. So I guess she's saying that, yes, doing that exercise did work, because she wasn't able, you know, obviously to get on the computer and do the Be Here Now when she's got salespeople there. And she's in a car dealership, so she just simply did the finger exercise before she got out of her other car and before she walked into the dealership. So that's pretty good. What do you think, Ron?
I think that sounds great. Very good.
Yeah, it's a good example of how you can use the just a simple thing of doing the finger exercise. No one can see you. I mean, not necessarily. You can do it in private. No one hears you. It's quiet. And you can just bring yourself into the present moment and feel calm and peaceful and, you know, keep your head on straight. So when you're doing something important like that. So I think that's a great example. So thank you, both listeners, for sending those in to clsquestions@yahoo.com for Ron to hear and to share with everyone else, because it helps other people to understand what we're talking about and use them for themselves in their own instances. And so, Ron, you were talking about the cording, energetic cord release that you do, a conference call on Tuesdays, and you had chosen to energetically release the throat chakra for us and also the back of the heart center earlier in the program when it first started. And I wonder if you chose that because you felt something within us. Maybe some of us are overdue for the energetic cord release conference call. Could you just describe what goes on in that conference call a little bit more? How you go through the physical parts of the body that might be heavily corded? How the light beings work to clear us?
Sure. What normally happens is that I'll have people select you know, their own particular type of, you know, location. So we'll just say that this is the first time on the call, and you just for some reason wanted to get on the call, really not knowing what it's about, but you've got a, maybe your right kidney's hurting. So you go, well, I'll just see if maybe this can help me, because you're not really not going to know. And so I have people select a location, and so you as a new person, you know, say, well, I'll give it a try. I'll select my right kidney. So you have to, mention to, you know, to the light beams what, you know, the area would be. So, you know, I clear it out the first time. We probably go through maybe, I'll just say maybe 10 to 20 of these, depending on the call, sometimes even more. I try to make, the calls are an hour minimum, typically, some go up to like an hour and a half. So we just keep clearing and clearing, and if you keep specifying that, all of a sudden it might just go away, and you go, wow, that's incredible. And so that's how the calls work. And the nice thing is that all of a sudden, you know, you start feeling yourself better, and you can check the energies in your body, and all of a sudden you go, wow, this is great, because I now have my body sort of fixed because it's feeling better. And from there, I don't have any more pain. And so that could probably solve a lot of problems that you're dealing with. Now, the pain should come back maybe in a few weeks. But you want to say, gee, did I see, you know, who did I see that maybe gave this to me? Because you may have the awareness. Sometimes people actually, when you get a cord released, you might actually see who that person is who gave you the cord. And if you're real sensitive, you might be able to say, yeah, I got a cord here. I know that it's there. You know, we have people that do know about cordings, and they can feel them, and you can, like, take it and, like, maybe, like, pluck it like a guitar string or something, right, or like a clothesline or something. Just kind of wiggle it a little bit or pluck it. And it might just, you might be able to see who's on the other end of that cord, okay? And then you're going to know, yeah, that's Aunt Harriet. Whenever I see her, I get a backache, and now I know what she's doing to me. And that's kind of the way it works. So it's very interesting to see people have healings. And you could have a problem, you know, you could have a problem for 30, 40 years, and all of a sudden you get on the call, and instantly it's, you know, released from you. So that's the nice thing. So anyway, we do that until... You know, you can select your heart, your lungs, you know, maybe you have, a shoulder problem. Normally it'd be a physical condition that you're dealing with, or maybe a pain. Normally when you have a pain in your body, that could be a psychic cord attached to you. So, back to you.
So, Ron, a lot of people complain about having a pain in the neck, but that's about the only place, let's say, if they just had a pain in the neck... Is it worth it for them to come on the conference call and have that cleared, since you said they could just choose their own place? What would they do now?
Yeah, I would try it. The call is $20, and, I mean, it could be the best $20 you ever spent in your life, you know?
Yeah, a lot of people say
really
that.
The first 5 minutes, you know? So you go, wow, that's now I got benefit, and I'll see what else I can do, you know? So that's
right.
Kind of how it is. So, yeah, you know, if you're dealing with something, you know, you give it a try. I can't guarantee it's going to fix you, but, boy, we've had a lot of people who just, you know, definitely know that, you know, they're feeling better after the calls. It doesn't take much, because once you have something released from you that's bothering you and you don't know where it came from, but you got rid of it, it really opens your eyes to what these energetic bodies hold on to and, you know, how people's thoughts with their mind can control you just by somebody thinking of you, and or maybe doing their little mantras or a prayer for you. They're connecting to something, so that the something out there in a prayer situation is going to see you as a target because you're weak. So, you know, maybe the aliens haven't found you, you know, and or the shapeshifters, and you tell your friend, oh, man, I just feel awful. They go, okay, I'll see if I can do something, and they... Maybe they're on their way to church or someplace, and they do a prayer for you, and the aliens go, oh, well, Joe over here or Sally, they're weakened, so now we can get into their energy field. And, you know, that goes up on your psychic billboard, and all of a sudden you wonder why you're getting these psychic attacks and feeling worse because you told this person. So it can go all different directions. So anyway, I guess back to you.
Well, I have heard people say that they've experienced a tremendous relief of pain in weird places that they didn't know was so tied up with these cords. Because everyone knows about the pain in the neck, but then they find other places just by being on the call that got freed up. And you said it can go in all different directions. How about the cords that we ourselves send out? Would it clear those as well, the conference call?
Yes, it could, uh-huh. And so, you know, you don't always know that you're doing something. That's the hardest thing for people is that they go, yeah, I'm a good person, and, you know, Sally called me, and I'm thinking about them, and I'm kind of, I feel Sally's energies, and now I'm attached to it, and I'm going to try to get rid of it off of me, and whatever, and all of a sudden, you know, you're really connected to the person, and now it activates more stuff in you. And so, yeah, it's whenever you think of somebody, you're bringing them right into your room. I guess that's the easiest way to tell somebody that, as you're listening for a new listener. So don't think of anybody, you know? Try to hold your peace, your space, so that you're able to, hang on to your own spirit integrity. Remember, if you have pain, your spirit's gonna leave your body in that location, and or, the whole body itself. So this depends, you know, how much your pain is and where it is. And it's hard to say how much is going to be leaving you. And when the pain subsides, then more than likely it will, you know, come back into you. But maybe entities came in, you know, into you in that place, unfortunately. And now you're living with more strangers controlling your life that you know nothing about. So the whole thing is, the bottom line, the common denominator is you know, mind control, you know, and thought. So as you start to, you know, think of something, then you're in the alien agenda of mind, and then you're controlled by the mind, and the mind probably is not going to allow you to get out of that. So that's the, you know, the sad situation here. Anyway, I guess back to you, Kathy.
Well, that's an excellent explanation. You know, just don't think of people. I know it's easier said than done, and people do think of us and call us and write us, and that's energetic cords going in all different directions. So it's really fantastic to have this teleconference that you offer for, well, I've been on them many times, and they're well over an hour, and really do run the gamut of clearing out the cords from the parts of the body. I guess it's just good, if you don't really have any pain, to go on the call anyway and just start from your head and go all the way down your body with cord releasing and your chakras. And, Ron, someone's wondering if they can't be on the call live, can they be, well, I guess they're asking, wondering if it is effective to be absentee when you're actually asking them to clear, you know, pick parts of their body. And they're not hearing that. Will the absentee call still be effective if they aren't really participating?
Yes, it will work that way. So, you know, you could just request maybe every 5 minutes a location. And, okay. You know, then from there, more than likely you're going to have that wonderful healing. So, yes, it's that simple. And the absentee energies work all the time, so.
Yeah. Well, people do feel the releases. Some people really, really keen as to knowing where the pain comes from. Someone in the chat room saying that on the last cording release call I was on, I felt my grandmother and mother's energy released from my kidneys. And they happen to know that their grandmother died from kidney failure. So that's pretty profound. And
yes,
I didn't want to mention too, did you want to comment, Ron?
Yeah, that's, in fact, we'll just do a kidney clearing here, if you like, everybody. So here we go, clearing kidneys. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And getting heavier. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okie doke. So to see how that's doing, everybody. And you may want to drink some water, and we'll just see how that's doing for you. If anybody out there has a situation, maybe they hurt their knee or they have a hard time walking, maybe their hips out or something, what we'll do for you just as a little treat tonight, we'll put on right now some energetic braces on you. And so what we'll do is put them on kind of one off your tailbone so you have like three legs there, like a three-legged little stool. There we go. I'm going to do that right now. Good. And we'll put some on each side of you. So you have your two legs that are real, plus we're going to add one on each side so you can have some more support to help release some of that weight from your legs themselves. There we go. So left side and right side. There we go. That's great. And we'll do something. Maybe if you're a little bit overweight, we'll put an energetic brace on your stomach area. Maybe it'll release some of that weight that could be affecting your back here. So here we go. We're going to connect one there. And I can't tell you how long these braces will last. Most people, I think maybe like 3 or 4 days. So here we go. And this will only work live right now on the people listening. If you're here in an archive, it'll work one time. So here we go. Go into your stomach. There we go. And now, naturally, maybe you have a sore neck or something, so we'll just do some energetic braces. Probably put four of them around your neck here, maybe attached to your skull. So here we go. And so the first one's done. That's on your left side. One in front of you going down to the ground. Okay, that's good. Like underneath your chin. And now right side. That looks good. And behind you. Great. Okie doke. So, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, great. Ron, this is really fantastic. Should we get up and walk a little bit with these energetic braces?
Yeah. I would walk and just see, just see how they're working for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I can't walk too far, so they feel fantastic. So I'll be watching the chat room to see if anyone wants to comment about their energetic braces sometime during the program. Give them a try. Might feel some difference. Might feel more of a boost. I think I do. I feel more energized.
Oh, great.
And I do want to mention that we do have a chat room that you can access through either Creation Lightship Healing or BBS Radio Station 2 right now. Ron has this chat room available during all his programs so that listeners can participate more if they want to by typing in their responses and or questions to Ron, responses to healings he does live on the radio here like tonight. And all you have to do is it's a user-friendly chat room. All you have to do is sign up with an alias if you want and get a password and then type in your message. It's very, very user-friendly. And it's not a fast chat. It's just a regular chat. So it's easy to read. And also there's information on it, such as the phone numbers to call into the program. And tonight, Ron, are you accepting phone calls tonight?
Yeah, we'll go to the Lightship probably 10 minutes. So, yeah, if you want to call in and maybe describe what you felt with the braces, that'd be great.
Great. So you heard Ron. Callers are welcome tonight and talk about your responses to the healings or if you have a question about going to the Creation Lightship or some other relevant topic. We'll be glad to take your call, and BBS Radio is standing by to take the calls. And the phone number, again, is located on the chat page, the opening page, that has a lot of information on it. And so also the moderator, if you're already in the chat room, the moderator has posted the phone numbers in there, too, for Station 2. So we'll look forward to hearing from you if you'd like to call. And, of course, if you'd like to write in, I'll be reading your emails to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Some comments in the chat room now, Ron. Someone saying they got the kidney, they felt the kidney clearing. One person said that really felt great. This person who said that the kidney feeling, she said she felt the braces. She could tell she was not bearing the full weight on her knees after you applied the lower body braces. So she felt some support there.
Very good.
Yeah, and then someone just saying that you just healed areas, in the energetic cording, that she was going to ask about. So she thought that was kind of amazing. I guess that's how the light beings work, isn't it, Ron? They read us.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. That's very nice.
Yeah, thank you very much for your comments, everyone. And again, the moderator has posted the phone number for call-ins tonight if you'd like to. And just go ahead and call in if you'd like. In the meantime, I'm going to ask a question from a listener who would like some clarification about what takes place on the Creation Light Ship. This listener is in Spring Hill, Florida, so I hope she's listening tonight. She's going to get her answer. And she says it's going to be she's been on the Creation Light Ship before, and she's going to have her daughter listen, and it will be her first time to be on the Creation Light Ship. And so between the two of them, it's their first and second time. And she says she wants to know, Ron, when we go from the Creation Light Ship and the Creation Light Ship going one healing area to another, can we ask for a different healing when we go to a different room?
Oh, yes, you can, Well, I'd rather, you can. I'd rather have you just keep it for one healing. That way, you know, you're having a lot of energy work on it. So that's the way I would rather have it, just have one healing. Otherwise, you're going to be all over the map, and you may not have any success at all just because of that. So that's kind of, you know, what I would suggest. Just strictly, you know, do that so that you're able to, you know, concentrate and have them concentrate on what you're going through.
Thank you. And a few moments ago, you did a clearing on kidneys, energetic cords to kidneys. And it just so happens that I hope she's listening they're both listening, because she says that her daughter has been having problems with her kidneys for a while. So that cording release would have been very good for them, and maybe they could look into listening in on the conference calls and get more cording releases done on Tuesday nights. The information is available on Ron's host homepage, right at the very top of the homepage. There's information about the conference calls and a link to get there. It says weekly events and events, and you click on that, and it takes you to a menu of choices for the different conference calls that you can select, and then you will be able to purchase them instantly online securely using PayPal. You'll then get a email verification confirmation with the information you need, such as the telephone number and the PIN number, the time, the day, and a receipt for the amount that you paid. So I'm spelling this out because these listeners are new, and it sounds like this might be of great benefit to attend the Energetic Cord Release conference call and experience that for themselves. I think people really who have acute pain, Ron, seem to always be the ones to give the most vocal testimonies. So I'd really like that for these two listeners tonight. All right, so then the next question, Ron, is someone's asking about the whole life clearing you have called Spirit Fetus Infusion. And she bought it for herself a month ago as a birthday present, and she wanted it to activate new abilities and increase talents that she had that were latent. And also, she cleared each week of the 9 months that her mother was pregnant with her. She wants to know if there's any way you would suggest that this clearing would be useful in that situation or in other situations. So maybe you could just give us a little rundown about that spirit fetus infusion clearing, but it sounds like she's on the right track.
Yeah, what it's for, it's designed for, we'll say that you're a piano player, right, and you have, you know, a great time playing the piano, but you want to be just a little bit better. And so what it does when you do that, you go into your DNA as you're forming, and you have your spirit go deeper into, we'll just say, the piano playing scenario. And from there, you are able to maybe have a little more, you know, say, horsepower on that. So that's what it's for. And, you know, it works for even if maybe you have a problem where, you know, you can't really move your arms fast enough, like, you know, maybe playing a guitar, or maybe you have some type of small little birth defect or something like that. And so you're able to do that, maybe change that somewhat. I can't guarantee it's going to, you know, make everything perfect, but it's designed so you can go in and kind of co-create your body, because you know where you are now, and, you know that, yeah, I need a little more of this here. And so whatever that would be, you can do that. And it might, you know, help you out immensely. So that's what it's for. So back to you.
Okay, and thank you for answering that question for her. And I hope that clears that up. Okay, so let's see now. Another question, Ron. What would cause a person who's had the emotional clearing to still feel sad and excited? And the clearing has been, it's a whole life, the whole life emotional clearing. Should they repeat it, or should they think that there's something other reason why this person's getting excited or sad?
Oh, okay. Yeah, once you do the clearing one time, that's normally all that's needed. When you do your whole lifetime clearing, that's what it's for. And so, if you're still having situations, you know, it may not be your emotional body. So just saying it another way, you know, you may have a situation of something else going on. It could be maybe your sensory body, your empathic body. So if you feel emotional and you go, wow, what's going on with me here? I had the emotional clearing, but it just doesn't seem to be working. Well, that's only because you might have another body that is contaminated. And so you need to look at that and kind of decide what, you know, is going on with you. The feeling one, normally people use the word feeling a lot in the vocabulary. That's an indication that, yeah, that's the body that you're using to sample with. And you're using feelings instead of the emotional body. So that's kind of, you know, up to you what clarity you get. But the feeling one, and even the fear body, maybe you're dealing with fear, not knowing that. So, you know, kind of see which one might work for you. You might need all of them. You know, maybe every one of those bodies got overtaken and trashed by your emotions. So that could be a possibility, too. So, you know, the whole thing is, you know, what do you want to do with a situation that you could probably get some remedy for and some healing. And that's what we're here to do, is to help you with that. So very possibly one of these clearings could work. But, you know, you're going to have to figure out which one you might need. Because I really probably cannot tell you. But you start with the emotional one. And remember, the aliens like you because of the emotional stuff that you could be dealing with. So by all means, you know, do an emotional clearing. And then from there, figure out where you are, where you stand. And from there, you can kind of decide, yeah, you know, I do have issues with this here and the other. So that's kind of the way the healings work. So I think we should probably go to the light ship. So, you know, if you had the emotional clearing, we'll just say, and you still have some stuff happening, well, that's probably only because you're still dealing with an issue that hasn't been taken care of yet in one of your energetic bodies. So here we go, everybody. So this will work. We're going to the light ship now. You can bring up your animal, pet, flower, tree, garden, plants. And I'll count to five as we go up. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And right now we're there. And I'll take maybe 6 different calls right now. So if you do or want to, you know, type in, you know, for Kathy, we'll look at those and see what room you want to go in. But we'll first go into the room with the frogs. So here's the frog energies. Can request you one particular healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next room is the rainforest room. That's a very nice room to be in. So here we go. That's real nice, but this one's, you know, one of my favorites. So here we go. So I'll use the word stronger to bring the energy to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into where there's a lot of mountains. So here we go, the mountain room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we're going to the waterfall room, rainbow waterfall. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to the room with the dolphins. And here comes the dolphin energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to the room which has the crystal energy. These are normally crystal geodes. So we'll go into the amethyst one. You know, there's millions of points there. Each one is conscious energies of a light beam. So here we go. Request your one particular healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we're going to go into the detox room with the green mud. So here we go. And this is the hot tubs. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I have a request for green parrots. So here they come. And we'll do one more room after this. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to the room that has the deer. So a lot of people like to see the fawns, so that's up to you. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I think I'll do one more room, the pain release room. So here comes this energy to take away your pain. So stronger, and I'll release it by using the term, you know, stronger. You won't be getting more. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So when I come back on the light ship, bringing back your animal, pets, flower, tea, garden, plants, and you coming back down, I'll count to five, and you'll notice that the whole room will change energetically, because right now you're completely out of time. So you are in source energy of peace. So when we come back here, then we get into the timeline energies, because you're connected to timelines. And but you're still going to be out of time on the timeline. So remember, it'll be a little different. So coming down, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okey-doke. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, it was a great trip to the Creation Light Ship. I feel very peaceful, and I hope everyone enjoyed the peace energy, as well as maybe saw some healing going on or felt it, and you could continue to feel the healing throughout the night. I know I kind of stay in this state for a while, not that I see anything, but I do feel it. And it really is a very wonderful feeling, and I think it's what brings us back to these radio programs over and over. Just there's nowhere else and nothing like it than Creation Light Ship to get this deep feeling of peace that is real. And it just resonates well with our spirit. Okay, so Ron, we got a few comments in the chat room about the energetic braces you gave us. So I'll read them now. I always get sweet relief around my neck whenever you put on these braces. Another person says, on my walk tonight, my legs felt very strange and looked to see if they were there. The braces feel wonderful. So they really felt the braces and on the legs. Someone else is wondering if there is anything on the Creation Light Ship to help with weight loss. Yeah, I think a lot of people would like to know about that. I don't think there's any one thing, Ron, is there?
Boy, not that I can think of, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know. Boy.
Well, Ron, I have one suggestion. I mean, it's just one suggestion. There's probably a lot of things that could help, you know, all put together, but there isn't any one thing that I've ever been able to determine that does a... I don't think there's any one thing that helps, one healing that helps positively for sure, any one thing anyway. A lot of the healings work together, kind of like that question we just had about the emotions. So, I mean, sort of like we start to peel back the layers, and one thing leads to another, to another, to another, and it could lead you to another healing. Just because it becomes so acute, you just want to deal with it and just get another healing and deal with it and then clear it out. Those blockages just feel so fantastic, and the clearings work so well. And when that starts to happen and you get the emotions more under control, or you just don't feel so emotional or so mental or whatever you feel, maybe you won't feel, you know, whatever's causing the weight. And another thing that people have suggested that I tried myself was the entity whole body clearing, because entities, we learned, can make us want to purchase things and eat things that are not necessarily in the best, our best interests. So I want to think about that entity clearing and maybe listen to some archives and hear Ron talk about what those entities are really up to when they get in our bodies, besides causing pain and other havoc. They can make us hungry, and they can cause addictions. So Ron talks about that a lot in the archives. And there's a lot of archives, but there's always something really good to learn in those. And whatever brings you peace will work. So let's see. More comments. Very peaceful tonight, feeling peace and calm more strongly this evening. Yes, beautiful, peaceful feeling on the light ship. Thank you, Ron. Oh, that's great. I'm really glad that people are confirming what I'm feeling, too, and probably what other people are feeling while they listen live. And I just like to take this moment to remind everyone that tonight's trip to the Creation Light Ship was a sample of what Ron offers on the 8-hour physical rejuvenation conference calls every Sunday. And so if you like this, he does this for 8 hours. Not that you have to listen for 8 hours or be on, you know, listening on the phone for 8 hours, because Ron really does take us there bilocated. We're bilocated, and the healings do work if we're not listening on the phone. But it's just like this. You just ask them for healings in specific areas, and Ron directs the light beams, takes us all around. There's a lot more going on than he can even explain, he has said, or that we can know. Because the light beams look at us, they determine, they listen to us, and they go to work trying to help us. And so they get rid of the densities, the things that are in us that are causing these, the dark energies that are causing us these conditions. So the special weekly conference calls are available, as well as the weekend conference calls. And to find out more about them, please go to Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com. If you're new and you haven't yet signed up for Ron's mailing list, you may do so by click on, there's a newsletter subscription. You can just send in your email, and you'll get reminders of the rejuvenations on Saturdays and Sundays. And we do have one tomorrow, which is the 20th. And then the last one will be on the last Sunday of July, which is the 27th. So there's still time to connect this month if you'd like to participate and get a lot more healing done. It's very, very thorough healing and very intense, but there's a lot of densities that we have. So those of us who go on the Creation Light Ship are going every month now. A lot of us go every month, you know, as you are able to afford it, of course, because we feel the difference. A lot of parasitic energies get taken away, and it's the parasites that steal our life force energy. And the light beams work so hard to clear them and recreate us as whole and new, the way we're supposed to be. So it's a very fantastic experience. Also, a lot more about it on the archive radio programs. It's amazing what people have to say and how great they feel afterwards. That's what it's all about, to clear out those densities so that there's more space for our spirit to come back to our bodies. Okay, so that announcement, tomorrow will be our call. Ron has a lot of water that he activates for us with light code, so have your water ready and call in a few minutes earlier, and then we get started. If you're going to be absentee, please let Ron know ahead of time, or you can let him know at the time of the call. Okay, Ron, so how about over to you for any closing comments?
Okay, well, we'll just ring in the do the mind of heart drop, and we'll sign off here. So mind of heart drop, here we go. So you want to command your spirit out loud, otherwise you're in mind it. Energy, and the mind energy is what got you into your fits. You don't want to deal with mind energy. So here we go. And you're going to take your thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. So dropping down, I count from 10 to 1 backwards, like an elevator dropping. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, there we are. So hopefully you're enjoyed the show tonight. And hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow. So we'll let you go. Thank you, everybody. You're in your heart center. And just be peaceful. See you later, everybody. Blessings.